Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:06 on Get Her Done Tuesday. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
This is such a good song.
I know. It's pretty.
She's got to be ready to drop an album, right?
Oh, my God. She actually did drop an album this week, except she didn't drop it. It's already been yanked off, but it was like people tried to sell it as like a surprise release from Rihanna.
Someone leaked it?
But it was wasn't even her album. It was like a collection of old demo tapes. And I mean, it was her singing, but it was a whole bunch of stuff that she never would have wanted released. And it got yanked off. Like, it was on iTunes. It was everywhere for a minute. And then suddenly, and it was called like, what's her real last name? Fenty or something?
Yeah. First name is Robin.
It was like Fenty Phenomenon or something like that. Anyway, that's it. Already came and went. But it's funny that you say that because that did happen. When was that last record? Go ahead.
The unreleased tracks uploaded by Fenty Fantasia.
I don't know anything about it, but I just know that my comment was she seems fairly quiet as of late.
Yeah.
And she's a hit machine.
She had that record
and that album,
out.
If that last album flopped.
Yeah,
but
it did.
To her standards.
And it was, I liked the songs on that one more than I've liked, certainly more than, you know.
You got it?
No, but we heard a few songs off of it, and it was sort of soulful and had like kind of a Motown vibe on some of the stuff. And then I was just thinking, I like that so much better than Bitch Better Have My Money.
Really?
Don't act like you don't know me.
You like it better than Work, Work, Work.
Yeah,
work,
I like
work,
a lot of things better than that.
Work, yeah. work.
Same name. Nah, nah. The most expensive celebrity divorces. It kind of comes down to what you consider a celebrity. Because Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch. And what about the Amazon guy's to go there?
Well, they say that the Amazon guy will be the most expensive divorce of all time. Rupert Murdoch paid a reported $1.7 billion to his second wife.
What was her name?
I don't have it here. They're not on the list. Like, they're saying Rupert Murdoch, I guess, doesn't make the celebrity list.
But, oh, he was married to Jerry Hall.
Huh. Rupert Murdoch was? When?
After Mick didn't marry her.
2016.
Oh. Right?
So is he married to her right now? Yeah, didn't marry her for a really long time.
He was married to a woman named Ann Murdoch Mann.
Is that the one who got all the money?
Yeah.
They say it was his second wife that got all the money.
1967 and 1999.
Oh. That sounds like a first wife length.
The first wife was 1956 to 1967.
Oh, Jesus, he's so old.
Patricia Booker.
He's so old. Jeez. Oh, boy. It's Patricia. Ah.
Whatever. Who's to say, right? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, he's 87.
Oh, yes, he is old. He's old. It's a good life. Jeff Bezos and his wife are about to enter into a divorce settlement that would be worth tens of billions of dollars. What did they have him at when this all came down? $137 billion?
Yeah.
Richest man in the world.
Well, didn't they say when they split it in half, she'll be the richest woman in the world by far and still be high on the list of richest person in the world?
Right.
When
will it go back to
it?
Being Bill Gates? Is he the second richest dude?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. He's right up there.
And don't forget, she helped Jeff Bezos make that money.
Sure.
Yeah,
he wasn't
guys.
Even a millionaire when they married.
Yeah.
You reading text or is that just your
personal
feeling? No,
that's just my personal opinion.
You believe that. Okay.
I do. Absolutely.
She supported him.
Bitch.
Better have my money.
Chap.
So, you know, that's like 60 something billion dollars, and that'll be the biggest one, and it'll be a long time before that one's beat, I'm sure. But I have the most expensive celebrity divorces. You definitely remember some of these. You want to take
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner and Cindy Silva in 1994, he paid her $80 million.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The eighth most expensive.
Oh.
How about Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson's number one.
Oh, is it?
Mel Gibson and Robin Gibson broke up in 2011, and he paid her $425 million. Dollars.
They were married a long, old time, right?
They were.
And they have a bunch of kids together.
At least six.
A whole tribe of children. It actually was surprising to me that that happened in 2011 because I feel like so much has happened in the meantime with that Roxana Gregorovia. Mm-hmm. What the hell was her name? Yeah. Come to me like a carpet. Yeah.
What do you mean so much has happened?
Play that.
It just feels like, you know, his whole meltdown because it was the sugar teas.
Right.
And then followed by his relationship with her and all those phone calls.
Roxana.
And then...
But wasn't most of that
happening
simultaneously?
You know, it just feels like
the divorce
it feels like longer than 8 years is all. You know,
the divorce wasn't finalized, but he was still up to this, wasn't he?
You know, that's true, Vinny. I don't know how long it took between the time they broke up and the time that the divorce was actually settled. So you're right; it could have been happening toward the end of maybe 2009. Who the hell knows when they started this whole thing? And when was her? She had a kid with him.
Yeah.
And right. She also has a kid with, like, Timothy Dalton or something.
Yes, the Bond guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of the other guy, but yeah, I think it is Timothy Dalton.
Oksana Grigorieva. And then he bought her, like, a piano at his house and funded her album. And it's just, that all seems like so long ago.
That album.
Oh, that album was so great.
That song was in a movie that we saw, a Mel Gibson movie.
Today like a carpet. Yeah.
What's the name of that song?
Cold Today Like a Carpet.
Is that what it is?
I think it's called Say My Name.
Say My Name? Come on.
I'm not sure.
Let's hear.
Let me see.
Let's hear more of this.
There it is. Yeah.
Hog Bluesy.
Yeah.
That's a hit. Anyway, you guys want to make some more guesses, or shall I just
Eddie Murphy, anywhere in there?
Let's see. No. I'll start with number 10. This is the 10th most expensive divorce of celebrities, they're saying here. You know, they've ruled out other big divorces that you might have heard of because the people weren't technically celebrities. James Cameron and Linda Hamilton were number 10.
Does Michael Jordan make the list?
He does make the list. Hold on, let me find him. Number 10 was James Cameron, Linda Hamilton, $50 million in 1999. Mm. So I don't know what that is in today's dollars. Michael Jordan and Juanita Vanoy, $168 million in 2006. At the time, that was the most expensive divorce. They're number 2 on the list. Number 9, and the only time a girl paid a guy, anybody?
Gina Davis.
Or I should say the only time a girl paid a guy in the top 10 here.
How about Madonna?
Madonna and Guy Ritchie. Madonna paid Guy Ritchie somewhere between $76 and $92 million.
Dang.
They somehow kept that under wraps. He made some good ching off of that.
Is Shaq on there?
You mean Shaq?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Number 8 was Kevin Costner. Number 7 is Steven Spielberg and Amy Irving.
They
divorced
really big one.
In 1989. Mm-hmm. I don't know what $100 million in today's dollars would be, but in 1989 she got $1 billion basically. that's number 7. Tiger Woods and Elin Nordegren in 2010, $100 million. Harrison Ford and Melissa Matheson. They'd been married forever when he broke up with her. Did he break up with her for Ally McBeal? Or did he hook up with Ally McBeal after that?
I don't know about that. Callista.
Callista Flockhart.
Ask him. See what he says to you.
Hooman, can you take care of that, please? I know you've interviewed him before. Probably have better luck with
Not
that.
Not pleasant.
Harrison Ford and Melinda Matheson. He paid her $118 million in 2004. Garth Brooks and Sandy Mall.
Oh, I don't recognize her name.
I don't even remember him divorcing. $125 million he paid her. That's the fourth most expensive divorce, 2001. And number 3, because we know number 1 was Mel Gibson and Robin Gibson. Michael Jordan and Juanita, they were number 2. And Neil Diamond and Marsha Murphy in 1995.
Okay.
He wound up paying her, I know. I'm like, what? He wound up paying her $150 million.
They've probably been together forever.
Probably. So basically it comes down to what you consider a celebrity because there are other names that could be thrown in here. Sometimes we would learn about these people just because they were so rich and these divorces were so rich. But Jeff Bezos and his wife, is he Does he count as a celebrity?
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like he does. And they're about to blow all of these people out of the water. I mean, she's going to get like $60 billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
She helped him, Sarah.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, Uzi.
They were just regular old people back right. in the olden days. So, Captain Marvel is getting reviewed this week on Thursday.
Brendan seemed to like it too
much. The boy saw it last night.
That's not true.
Oh, you liked it?
I thought it was all right. It's good enough.
Wow, that is a ringing endorsement. They could just be trying to hide their feelings, Vinny, until Thursday.
Can't spoil the movie
because they're so good at that.
I know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how it ends. So I'm going to assume, because one of the stories today is about her workout regimen. And
what would you rather do? See, what's the movie called?
Captain Marvel.
See Captain Marvel or eat a sandwich from Michael Sourdough?
You can't bring food into the equation for me.
What's the answer?
Well, you know the answer.
Eat Michael Sourdough. Okay, how about would you rather watch Captain Marvel or watch the Michael Jackson documentary?
Oh. Let's wait till Thursday. Talk about things.
He'd rather watch the Michael Jackson documentary.
That's crazy.
And it's going to be a quadruple movie review, too.
What?
Wait, you can't be doing
you can't
quadruple
do four
movie
movies.
Well, not
we have all day.
It's four people.
Oh my God, there's
too.
Four?
We don't have enough mics for that.
All right, fine.
I guess we could sit someone in here and then take UZC. Right.
Jeez, you guys are
sure. I don't know. Well, maybe me and Vinny could just go home early.
That's just
that
yeah,
a lot
hey,
of
why
opinions.
Don't we tap out and let you finish up?
Yeah,
Poomin.
You guys just wrap up the show.
It's tough when there's so many people because a lot of people are talking at once.
I already turned my mic off during the movie
well,
review.
That's true. We'll just push you back to the wall.
Hey, I have no problem getting on the road early. No problem.
No, you got to sit and endure like the rest of us.
Like yeah. Why do you get to get out of it?
You have to suffer
me,
too.
Me, you,
what
and
are you talking about?
Sit here and endure.
Don't we do a secret show on Thursdays?
Yes, we do.
All
right. Forget it.
Vinny, we'll leave for that one.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
You guys, go get a cup of coffee across the street and come on back. So anyway, I mean, it sounds like she's in mega good shape. Like, do you get to see her
who's
naked?
This again? Sorry, I forgot.
Sorry, the girl who plays Captain Marvel.
Brie
Larson.
Okay.
So is she super?
No nakedness, no.
No. But do you get to see, like,
you don't get to see anything.
Her musculature?
No.
Like, when she's,
really.
Like, when she's not in the Captain Marvel outfit, is she wearing, like, a half shirt and
she
short shorts?
She doesn't look particularly fit.
That
looks good, but not, like,
remember Emily Blunt in Live, Die, Repeat?
Yeah.
Like, you could see how toned she was. She worked out.
You know, it's funny you mention her, because this guy who trained Brie Larson for Captain Marvel is the one who trained Emily Blunt for
well,
that.
Emily Blunt showed off her biceps. She showed off her yoga moves, the whole nine yards.
But not
Brie
Larson?
Brie doesn't. I mean, she's got this costume, and it goes all the way up to her neck. She's covered the whole film. Even when she's, like, you know, an Air Force pilot. Training, you know, the combat style. There's never a moment where you see any skin at all.
Huh.
Does she seem toned and fit, though?
Well, she did at the Oscars when she walked out. Her back looked buff. I was like, wow, that's a ripped back.
Yeah, they didn't take advantage of her toneness.
Well, they should have shown her getting into the costume at least once, you know? Maybe they were asleep during that part.
Normal. Oh. Very normal.
Yeah, very normal.
Anyway, this Jason Walsh dude, he's a Hollywood trainer. He's worked with... what just happened?
I just got a hint. I don't want to say anything.
Oh,
I just
what did
got
he
a
say?
Hint. No, nothing. He didn't say anything.
He just gave me an eye, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, you just told me you hated it.
No,
I did not.
He did not.
I did not hate that movie, first of all right?
Second of all.
Thank you.
Third of all.
Anyway, this guy Jason Walsh trains a bunch of people.
Okay. So what do you say about her? What do you say about her back?
No, it's not about
what do you say about her biceps? What do you say about her? Is she like flexible or something? What can she do?
He trained John Krasinski. I don't know. What was John Krasinski?
He was
just in
great
the...
in Jack Ryan.
Oh, that's right, Jack Ryan.
Does
his body look ripped? Did you get to see it?
Yes, you do see it. And he does look in good shape, but he's not in a weightlifter way. He's just, you know, thin, sort of wiry.
Yeah.
But he looks really good.
Emily Blunt, his wife.
Yes.
Trained her. Jessica Biel. What was she ripped in?
Oh, she's ripped in a lot of movies. She's got an amazing body.
Anne Hathaway. Well, she ripped in Les Mis, like all skinny and ripped.
She's bald. She's bald in that.
And Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper must have been ripped in something other than Star Is Born because he's not ripped in that movie. So he got Brie Larson in shape for Captain Marvel, and he is sharing the workout that he used on her in a free app.
Oh.
So if you want to train, it's like it's 6 45-minute routines. Work with foam rollers, which is why I was wondering.
Like this?
Yeah, you like your foam roller.
Boy, is that what you usually do on that thing?
Yeah, you could do that or do some
sit-ups. It was incredibly suggestive. I was like, I need one of those at home for sure.
Maybe it was the way you were looking at me.
It was the way you were looking at the whole world. see the way she was?
I didn't see her doing the roller. No, I didn't see it.
I think you just... I think you just like me.
Human's new chair is. Have you sat in Human's new chair?
No.
It's like a.
It's neat.
It's sort of like a zigzaggy style chair where you sit on a slanted platform here and your knees and makes your knees fall directly onto the platform below. But it's super pad and stuff. It's already like his shins hurt from it.
Well, yeah.
Well, I sit in there for 4 hours. I mean,
yeah, it's not good.
It's not?
No.
I think it's pretty comfortable.
That's not going to help your back.
So he's don't think so?
So now he's got knee pads.
What's he gonna do?
He might as well come in here in like combat gear every day.
Knee pads are...
Like the sparring stuff that you have. Like he needs to have, like he needs to be like in bubble wrap and then with the sparring
gear on top. To sit down? No, he needs a good chair is what he needs.
Well...
You don't like this chair?
That's $69
A regular chair, yeah.
$89.
Did you used to wear those foot pads when you guys sparred?
Yeah. Shin guards and like foot gear.
It looks like a shoe, but it's got a foam cover. It's just a foam cover over your bare foot.
So if you kick someone in the
face. My uncle used to kick me with those things. Oh. He put it on and just kicked the hell out of me. Fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you loved it.
Bradley Cooper.
I loved him so much because he was so cool that I was...
His Uncle John with the tattoos.
Yeah, this was like the attention that I didn't want, but I loved it anyway.
Anyway, if you want to train this guy, so it's 45-minute routine, 6 of them. They're free. Foam rollers, resistant bands, deadlifts, lunges, hip thrusts.
Hey.
Core work and stretches.
You know what people have written in, Hooman, about your back is you should go back to the doobie weed.
Yeah.
The CBDs.
That'll anti-inflammatory.
Fix your back right. Yep.
All right.
You going to do it?
Should do it.
There's somebody who writes to me from Oakland who has a shop, so I might go check it out.
Get me a hypodermic needle and some hash oil, and I'll just shoot you up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice. Are you licensed for that?
Sounds like
that's something you went to school for.
I watch YouTube all the time, dude. You'll be fine.
Hey, people are saying Anne Hathaway was fit in Catwoman.
Oh,
yeah.
Bradley Cooper, the Sniper movie, as well as the A-Team.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The A-Team.
E-team.
Isn't that funny that some of these movies, the guy could probably go, yeah, that bought my mansion.
Yeah.
This mansion that I'm currently living
in? The A-Team mansion.
This is the A-Team money.
Uh-huh. On Entourage, they used to say, because he was, you know how Jason Momoa is Aquaman?
Uh-huh.
Well, in Entourage, that was the part that the star on there.
Oh, Adrian Grenier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He's played Aquaman, had the biggest opening ever, and then the house, the huge mansion, it's the Aqua Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Anyway, Brie was saying, working out with this guy, Walsh, I started to fall in love with training and the way my body was changing and transforming. It was the first time I felt like I was making my body work for me. So you can do that for free. 6 45-minute workouts.
Thing is, you got to get past that beginning part where it just hurts so bad and you feel so unmotivated. But once you start to get a rhythm going, you feel like to do without it is the problem.
Jason Walsh is there's no link for it here or anything. So if you want to find the app somehow, it's under Jason Walsh, Hollywood trainer. Kanye West is contractually forbidden from retiring. He is suing to get out of his deal with EMI, and as part of the case, he submitted a clause from the contract that actually spells out how terrible some of these entertainment contracts can be. It says Kanye must, quote, remain actively involved in writing, recording, and producing compositions and major label albums. He may not seek to retire as a songwriter, recording artist, or producer, or take any extended hiatus during which he is not actively pursuing his music career.
Wow.
The California Labor Code says personal service contracts can't last more than 7 years. Kanye's been with EMI since 2003. EMI has used various options to extend the contract over the years, and Kanye has had enough of that and wants out.
a lot of stuff that's written in contracts isn't legal in California anyway.
That's true. That's not legal. Go ahead, put it in there. Right. If I ever have to fight you, I'm not worried about it. Just quickly, Kylie Jenner, she's been having a bad week or two.
Kylie Jenner. Oh.
She's a cute one.
Because Travis was with
somebody
else.
Well, there's the Jordan Woods thing. She lost her best friend, and then she found out that Travis Scott is cheating on her.
What's she more bummed about, that her best friend, she lost her best friend, or that her best friend burned her sister?
I think she's probably pretty bummed about that whole situation.
Yeah.
And then when Travis Scott flew back before a show to be with her, and then she was looking at his Instagram, and I guess, you know, maybe he showed her something on Instagram, and then she had his phone in her hand, and she hit the messages.
Oops.
And went, oh, my God, oh, what's happening here? Who are these hoes that you're flirting with? I guess, you know, they were pretty flirty messages. Mm-hmm. So he deleted his, she called them overly friendly DMs between him and several women. She saw those as evidence and accused him of cheating, and he has deactivated his account. He thought that would be the best way to prove to her and to their little daughter, Stormy, that he was in it for the long haul. He even started calling her wifey on stage. Like, he keeps dedicating songs to wifey.
I did hear something of that, yeah.
So, she hasn't pulled the plug yet. I guess he just came back there maybe to be supportive, you know, with the whole Jordan Woods situation. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is going to sound like I'm trying to steal credit from her, and I'm not. I am curious, though, because the Kardashians, so much of it is hype and nonsense. Is she really worth $1 billion? Is that like,
it's official?
Is that just a hype thing that Kris Jenner puts out there?
No, it's official. She made the list. She's the youngest
Forbes,
person, or at least the youngest woman. I thought the youngest person, though, to ever become an official millionaire on the Forbes list.
Billionaire.
Oh, that's what I mean. A billionaire.
Okay. Wow.
I know. Crazy. What's going on? Oh, go
she
ahead.
Is the youngest to do it at 21.
Mm. Good for her. It's great. Those lips. Mm. Such an improvement over her old lips. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
So much stuff, including, hold on.
Okay.
Downtime on the weekend. German tax people are worse than the IRS. Better? I don't want to say anything bad about the IRS. Never mind. And more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. I'm so sorry. I did it again. I try to turn things back, and I'm trying to copy
this.
What the
heck happened?
I hit the... It's the freaking computer system.
Our intern is very disappointed in you, Sarah. Your performance.
He was freaking out.
Yeah, because we were at dead air. I was trying to get the song to come back on and won't do it. How do I make it come back on?
What are you eating?
What are you eating?
An apple.
Hey, I got it, Sarah. What are you doing?
I'm trying to play this John Mayer song, and it won't let me copy it and paste it.
Oh, is that the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear that.
I know. Everyone wants to hear it.
I see.
Okay. Won't let me do it.
I got you.
Have you?
Yeah. You're going to do it right now?
I'm going to play it right now. Okay. I want to play it, and I want to cry. Those two things are about to happen simultaneously.
Okay.
Oh, so we just came out of commercials without a song? Is that just what happened?
Yes. Let's go. We'll go with that.
All
right, here we go.
Out.
Thank you.
Well,
boom.
I don't know what happened.
Anyway, we'll be back in a minute and we'll break it all down.
What's this called?
Well, that was fun.
What's it called?
I guess I just feel like crying.
Oh, that's what
I just
called.
Added that part.
Don't cry, Mija.
Well, thank you, Mommy.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. There you go. That's how it works. You just press play and the song plays and then you don't stop it midway through.
I like that.
Works out. I know. It's a good song. I guess it just feels like. John Mayer on Alice. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance today to get qualified for a trip to Hawaii. Yes, please.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you. Here's what's happening. Just want to mention this again real quick. Today is Fat Tuesday, so I guess tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Who are you calling fat?
Not you. Mm.
Tuesday's very insulted.
Is it?
I guess it has to get used to it. Once a year, we call it fat.
Daylight saving time is this Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Okay.
So
that's when we
spring forward.
Lose an hour.
Right.
And you'll hear us all bitching about it Monday morning, and then it'll go away, and we'll forget all about it by next October.
I just saw this. We don't really do sports here, but I did see this story, and it's been in the sports world. It's a big one, as Bryce Harper was like the baseball player that was going to be the next biggest contract in the entire sports world, and he was talking to a few clubs. It was the Dodgers for a minute there, and he was talking to the Yankees and the Nationals and the Phillies, but also the Giants.
Mm.
And this article here says, it looks like California tax rates which are some of the highest in the nation, may have cost San Francisco Giants a shot at Bryce Harper. He looked at what he would be paying in taxes and said, yeah, I'm going to take this pile of money I'm going to make wherever I go and go somewhere else.
Is there a team in New Hampshire? I think Oregon has no state income tax.
Oregon's the big one that everyone wants to go to is Texas or Florida. Those are the two states where people take their money.
Nevada also not have it.
They don't have teams though yet.
Yeah. And so, some of them are like state, just like when you buy stuff in a store like that, that's not there, but they still have income tax. But yeah, that's.
You mean sales tax?
That's what I mean. Thank you.
No, like in Oregon, there's just no teams. There's the one basketball team.
Right.
So a lot of these professional sports teams, like in Miami or in Dallas, or they don't pay. The money they make is the money they make.
Right.
It's a pretty big deal.
Well, I mean, they still pay federal tax, but
it's a lot less.
It's a lot less.
So it's because of sales tax?
No, it's because of state income tax.
Well, we have all of it here. So
well, I don't know. Is ours tiered as well? I want to say I pay 13% state income tax. It's like it's a freaking ton of money.
Yeah. Right. Plus you pay sales tax on every single thing you buy. Anyway, that's 8 or 9%. Why he didn't sign here. Just thought it was. I just saw.
Thanks a lot, California. Thanks, Obama.
That's weird. Well, when he signed with Philly, it was a weird. I like Philly. But he's a Vegas kid, so it seemed like he was going to want to play somewhere on the West Coast. Now we know part of the deal.
What's the Philadelphia state income tax?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, it's probably less than we have. Don't we have the highest? I think it might be the highest. Here in New York, maybe.
Right.
541 says Oregon has pretty high income tax because there are no sales tax.
Right. Oh, that's what it is, no sales tax. Yeah, I think that's the same thing with New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's weird when you buy something and then that's what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if you're from California, you just expect it to be different, and especially on high ticket items.
Right, I was going to say, people would go to Massachusetts to buy their cars up in New Hampshire because there was no state income tax, and that's like, that's like a grand or something.
All right.
And they would...
I have the list.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Here we go. So 7 states have no income tax. They are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. In terms of the states that have the highest income tax... Number one is California.
Oh, California.
Yeah,
yay, winning.
Number two is Hawaii.
Yeah, that's
three is
high.
Oregon. Four is Minnesota. Five, Iowa. Then New Jersey, Vermont, Washington, D.C., New York, and then Wisconsin.
So Pennsylvania, not on the highest list.
No.
This just crossed my desk. It's certainly worth a mention, as many people are considering runs for the president. In 2020, Hillary Clinton says she won't run for president in 2020. She says she's not going anywhere, but the former Secretary of State, Senator, and First Lady ruled out another run. So that's the latest. I'm sure she can change her mind if she feels it, but that's in the news this morning. Not going to be one of the contestants for the Democratic nod.
Mm.
The tallest building in California will be a 77-story super-tall skyscraper in L.A. Boy, the poor Salesforce just is about to lose its gig.
How many is Salesforce?
I don't know, but someone I know was there recently, and it's weird that anyone would be in a big building and think, I feel like this could be trouble. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They felt, oh, yeah.
It felt unsteady to them?
No, felt like sitting duck.
Oh.
Well, didn't you feel that way at Embarcadero 1 back
no,
in the day?
I no, I never thought no. about terror never, attacks right, never or once. Trouble or at all.
Salesforce has 61 floors.
Well.
And how much is this one?
77.
Now? 77. Oh.
But the, you know what? They're still building. There's still huge buildings going up. And
yeah,
here.
It's our entire skyline is going to be changing in the next decade. I mean, it's yep. already changed with the big middle finger that we're giving to the rest of the country.
What's happening with the Millennium Tower?
It's sinking.
All right.
Well, didn't they announce that they had the fix in place and they're working on it?
It used to be 50. It's 47 now.
There's the penthouse is on the market right now for $16 million.
Oh, well, yeah. Good luck to them. I'm sure someone's going to run right in and scoop that up.
Mm-hmm. There's a family in Germany that apparently owed quite a bit in back taxes. And in November, the authorities showed up at their house to seize their valuables. One of the things they took was the family pug.
Oh, they took a dog. Huh.
Germany has a dog tax, which they hadn't paid.
Oh.
So to recoup that tax, the city sold the family's dog on eBay for $850.
Wow.
What
That's
do you think,
Yuzi?
Up.
That is.
Well, pay your goddamn dog tax.
Well, I agree. But
whoa,
man.
But you can't sell somebody's dog.
Well, you
dog?
Can if that's the rules.
Get out of here.
Come on, man. Pay your taxes. I got to.
So
I don't have sympathy for anybody not paying their taxes. I have shed tears. Well, pay the tax on the dog
on
if I don't want to lose the dog.
Apparently, the pug needed 4 surgeries since the new owner bought it, and now the new owner is suing the tax officials for false advertising that the dog had a clean bill of health.
Boom!
Dang!
So, in Germany...
Is Germany socialist?
I don't think so. I know Volkswagen's not a good car. Anyway...
What does that have to do with their form of government?
I don't know. I don't know too much about it. But anyway, the dog tax ranges from $25 a year. This is in euros. It's being to $1,000 a year, depending on the breed of the dog and the location.
Oh, well.
Germany is capitalist.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Wait. It says Germany is a capitalist country in the sense that economically productive property is largely privately owned. It is a socialist country in that there are very large, broad, state-administered social welfare systems.
Huh.
So that doesn't
so
tell
they
me
don't pay,
anything.
Well, it means that they have free health care.
But.
It sounds great.
Mm. Poor dog.
There's an 88-year-old guy near Minneapolis named Art Mason. Who's finally retiring this year for the second time.
Oh.
He used to work in a factory and retired when he was around 60, but he was bored as hell.
It happens.
So
and he had 28 years left to go, it sounded like. So.
He went to the local McDonald's and took a gig at the drive-thru window.
Oh.
And has been there 29 years.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
He likes to work.
He never wanted to get moved up the chain or anything?
No,
didn't
he outlasted every other employee, all the managers, even the original owners. He likes the drive-thru because he's a big people person. He loves interacting with all the customers, and they love him, too.
How adorable.
One of them even bought him a scarf recently so he wouldn't get cold sitting by the window. He says he doesn't really want to retire yet, but he's got more aches and pains than he used to, and he thinks it's finally time. So on May 10th, just a few days before his 89th birthday, that's his last day.
And then what?
And then,
he's going to go get a job as a Target greeter?
Or? I don't know. I don't think they do that
Target,
anymore.
Target, yeah. Target does it. And wouldn't they say Walmart was going to get rid of their poor little greeters?
Oh, I was thinking Walmart when you said Target.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking of, too.
But I heard they don't do that anymore.
Oh. I used to like that, you know. Hey.
Well,
here's your cart.
And a lot of the greeters... were handicapped in some way or another, and so now there's a lawsuit going up against that.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So they said they're going to make them ambassadors.
Oh.
And I don't know what that means.
That means they work for free?
I don't know.
Okay. You can sit here. Here's a shirt. Bye.
If anyone asks you for help, refer them to customer service.
God.
Over there. Did you? Ah, boy. I just thought of something that I didn't even have in front of me. What? There was a guy who found a dog. I love dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much.
What's not to
love?
There
was a guy who found a dog, and it didn't have a chip. He took it to the local vet and to see if it had a chip. It didn't have one. He sat on a street corner with a sign that said, "Does anybody recognize this dog?" And so he's sitting there with the dog and a sign that's pointing down on the dog. And he put the dog's picture up all over his Facebook page. And apparently the guy who owned it was driving around and some lady and asking people. And some lady goes, "I think your dog's on the street corner over there." And he went over and found his dog.
Aww.
Isn't that really amazing that some dude took time out of his day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is he a retired guy?
No, he was a young guy, actually. Mm.
Well, I'm glad that the dog was lost and the guy didn't dump the dog.
Right.
Right. I know. People do dump their animals.
Oh. Mm. So, a new ranking of all 29 types of Lay's chips. You know, they do these things.
There's 29
types.
There's
29 flavors. Which one do you think is the number one?
Plain.
The yellow bag original Lay's is the number
one.
Like,
that's my number one. Number two is barbecue. And I don't want any of the other ones. Casey Masterpiece, is that what it's called?
Something Masterpiece.
Yeah. Those are the only
Cheddar
good
and
ones.
Sour cream came in second. Kettle
I like those.
Cooked cream cheese and chive. Wavy
Yikes.
Original and kettle cooked olive oil and herbs.
Those are the top five
those
Lay's?
Those are the top five Lay's.
I haven't heard of those other four.
I don't know.
I like the plain.
You ever trip when you go to a sandwich place and they have like their own brand of yes. bag chips, and you're just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, get a real brand in
What's
here.
What's with that?
Although once in a while you do find something, you're like, whoa, that's a pretty good chip. You know, those dirty chips. I like those. And those were, I saw those first at some sandwich place.
The jalapenos?
No, just what dirty chips in general. Isn't that the name of them?
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, the dirty chips with the jalapeno right there. Or are those kettle? Are those kettle chips dirty?
I don't
Whatever.
Know. I just eat them. I don't buy.
The brand that we get at the cheese place, at the American Cheese Factory.
Yeah. I don't know what called. They're...
Dirty
they're...
Kettle Chips.
Oh, that's what they're called?
Dirty Kettle's the brand name, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
love them.
Like, I'd never even heard of them before.
And you love them.
Oh, my God. Those jalapeno ones, they will burn your mouth for an
Although
hour.
Although she choked the other day.
I did start choking, and I'm like, well, I'm done with these.
For the
I inhaled
moment,
it. I inhaled it. And it was just like a pepper stuck in my throat for like an hour.
Radical.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Text number is 800-400-3697. Don't forget, it's going to be rainy today and tomorrow and Thursday. Mm. Snow in Tahoe, big time.
Mm. Well, that's good news.
949 says, Human.
Human.
Yeah.
My fifth vertebrae sat on my fourth, causing severe pain and not being able to sit or walk. After 3 months of spinal decompression with chiropractic DRX 9000, the pain was gone. Try it and be pain-free. I've been for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
510 says, hey, Steven Spielberg, do you like halibut?
I love that clip so much. I don't know why.
I do like shrimps.
Oh, my God.
Like all-you-can-eat shrimp?
Yep.
Do you like lobster? Yep. I do like lobster, but less. I like the shrimps because they don't have... Well, I certainly don't want them to have stuff like the body.
Oh, so you don't like a peel and eat. You like them to be pre-peeled
take
for you.
Take the face off. Take the legs off.
I want the face off for sure. I'm fine with peeling my own. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More.
Yes, yep. I do.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. Today is my 30th birthday. I moved from the Bay almost 5 years ago and still listen to you guys every day. It would mean the world to me if I could get a happy birthday on this dirtiest of birthdays to help me make it through.
Oh, and did they say their name?
Kehlani.
Kehlani. Oh, we know Kehlani. We love your music. We're a big fan. Happy birthday, Kehlani.
Bonnie's getting ready for daylight savings. He was up at midnight. LOL.
My mom was pointing out that you should really try to enjoy this month. That this is it's a big deal.
What is?
This month.
Why?
It's the final month of your 40s. Like, this is, you should really do your best to enjoy every minute of it.
Countdown!
Final countdown. Venus.
Keep playing. More text when we come back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.